Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Wait, I'm not ready. I've changed my mind.
So we should have done the countdown.
I need a 57 second countdown.
57?
Yeah.
The full minute minus the 3 seconds we normally do.
Yeah, because the 3 seconds have got to be like the silent TV ones, like the 3, 2.
Right, okay. Yeah. We had the full set of hand gestures to go with that, just for the sake of the audience there.
Yeah, how can we describe a visual media?
With words.
Yeah, so I had my hand and I thrust it forward with various digits on it.
Just one at first, but then you introduce a second.
Yes, I got brave and I did a third.
No, third if I've come this far.
Yes. So I spread the mayonnaise and I went, plunge! and now we've spent 6 hours in A&E.
But the hospitals are quite busy at the moment.
They are. But hey, everyone is gathering around us to take a picture of me elbow deep. Oh, mayonnaise.
Oh, dear.
That's a bedtime condiment.
That's a bedtime condiment.
So before we recorded, I made a joke about a phrase that I think we've coined today.
What's your favourite bedtime condiment?
Yeah, are you a ketchup person? Do you like some brown sauce?
We've learned that Gifton likes a bit of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Or are you extra adventurous and you have sriracha sauce?
Stingy.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to get that in your pee hole.
Or any hole, really.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it'd feel... I know, like, it wouldn't feel good in your arsehole because it'd feel like... Do you know when you have diarrhea when you get ring sting?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but do you know when you, it's like... Not all the time, but you have really bad diarrhea and you can't stop shitting and then it gets to a point where your ring just stings.
Yes.
And, like, so, like, you can't even, like... It hurts to even wipe and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are bad times.
That's you've not made a good selection of bedtime condiments. If that's what's happening to you.
Maybe like a packet of frosting could be a bedtime condiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just like...
Because you can put that everywhere and everyone likes licking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like double cream.
Yeah. And then you'd have to like... eat it out, then you have to like suck it out at some point as well.
Do the frosting felch.
Do the frosting felch. Oh god, and they're like, okay, I don't think this advertising campaign for Aunt Bessie's icing is quite what we wanted. I know, it's very festive.
It's like Aunt Bessie in the boardroom with a like flip chart.
And it's just like, it's sort of like a flip book of her, just like her legs opening and the frosting inside. And like a little short man with like a mustache and a monocle, just like eating it out with like a little spoon.
Yeah, with a little speech bubble. The frosting felt.
Yeah. He did the felt. Yeah, so email in. What's your favourite bedtime content? Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that was silly.
I imagine that's what a lot of our listeners say after they finish the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a silly way to spend my time.
Oh, God. But we did kind of get our wish of someone playing it in front of their family.
We kind of did, yeah.
Yeah, so we did like a cameo for one of our listeners, one of our listeners' sister.
No, who was also a listener.
Yeah, the sister of one of our listeners got a cameo from us for her sister for her birthday. I've said all of that so weird.
Does everyone know what a cameo is?
Oh, okay. So cameo is when you pay to get a celebrity.
Us.
Yeah.
In case you needed an example of what a celebrity is. Yeah. Just think of us.
And you get them to do like a message for someone. So usually it's you get a celebrity to do like a birthday message for someone. And then we got some pictures sent to us of the moment where it got presented. And it was like a family like celebration thing, wasn't it? And I think her dad was there like holding up the screen for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we said these same heinous things that we always say.
Yeah. So I wonder how that went.
Well, she looked over the moon and she didn't look embarrassed. So that was good. So, and I feel like if the family wasn't cool, then the sister probably wouldn't have presented it at that moment.
Yeah, the they must have been a cool family.
Yeah, progressive family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the one of our boxes ticked.
Yep.
Now I guess I just want to be played at a funeral.
Now you want to actually give someone a heart attack and kill someone. You want to be responsible for the funeral and be played at the funeral.
Yeah, if we're like the eulogy that gets played on like a screen.
The funeral of someone that our podcast has killed, or just anyone?
I mean, it could be anyone, really. I would like it if someone got it for someone who wasn't even a fan. So no one in the church has even heard of us.
But just one close family member is a real big fan of the pod, and they were like, no, okay. Back, like, they wouldn't have known that they are the only person that, just trust me, this will be good.
The screen comes down. It's like, oh, we're so sorry that you've poorly died. But hey, we're poorly read. And we're going to poorly read a eulogy for you.
But first, be sure to check out our Patreon.
Oh, dear Annabella. This is what happens when you have unprotected sex. You die. Either from a botched abortion or fast onset AIDS. We call it the Spanish AIDS, and it strikes you in the morning and kills you by the evening. Oh, God.
That was a Spanish flu reference. No offense to any Spanish people watching.
Of course not.
What are you talking about, Tom? Of course offense to Spanish people.
Yeah, brace for that second wave, guys.
Probably by the time this comes out, probably already in it.
Yeah, we might be dead. So play this at our funeral. Play our last episode at our funeral.
I'm not sure I want that.
I do. I want my dad to be like, this is like what my son was working on before he died. And all the family's like, oh, God.
This is probably for the best then, isn't it?
In between, like, the Spice Girls ballads that I insist played at my funeral.
Nah, I think that's quiet enough.
Yeah. Sorry, we paused because people are talking outside Tom's flat. Oh my God, yeah, we're doing our first in-record person since the start of the pandemic.
Our first in-record person.
As you can see, I'm not used to talking in real life.
No. But that may go some way to explaining the quite lengthy Japes and Jollies section.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I suppose we better fucking talk about Harry Potter, shouldn't we?
Yeah, let's talk about The Boy Who Lived.
The Boy Who Lived.
Chapter 20. Necrophilius Love Tits.
Hermione is still all pissed.
Yeah, she had a lot to drink last night.
Yeah, she's
wasted. Her
favourite
condiment was Jack Daniels. imagine that, just sit on the nozzle and bend forward, I guess.
That would probably get you drunk, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd get fucked off of that.
Yeah.
Because you might always say that the best way to do coke is to put in an empty biro and get someone to blow it into your rectum.
You'd get a lot of air in there as well, I feel.
I don't think so. If you like filled it all the way up and then just went like that, it would just go...
You feel like that's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. You'd probably die instantly. Oh my god.
You just get a lot of, you just blow a whole lot of air up there as well. Just instantly fart it all out in a cloud.
Oh dear. Yeah. Don't do drugs, kids.
Not that way, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron is cheery, though.
Ron is cheery,
although
secretly.
Ron is cherry.
Ron is cherry.
Yeah, Harry, they are talking lots. Like, Harry and Ron are talking whenever they get a chance.
Yeah, Harry and Ron are having secret makeout sessions when Hermione isn't looking.
Yeah, Harry's like, I've missed your ginger fur on the top lip. yeah, and Harry feels well optimistic now because they destroyed the first locket.
Yes, the first Horcrux, which was a locket.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
How many more lockets are there?
Harry Potter and the Seven Lockets. And one of them is just a cough drop. Guys! And Harry is like, no, Ronnie's like filling in Harry on what's been happening in the Wizarding World.
Yes, he's filling him in.
Yeah, like Craig David.
Yeah. Their calls are diverted to answer phone.
Craig David all over your boing. I want that on a t-shirt now. That'd be sick.
Craig David all over your boy. It must exist.
Oh my god, I hope it doesn't. I want to make it. That might be my favourite thing I've ever said.
There you go. There's today's instance of that. Wonder if we'll have any more of those.
Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, we're not even like a sentence into the fucking first thing.
No.
Ron tells them that Voldemort's name has been tabooed.
Yeah, that's how they got them in Tottenham Court Road. So it's been taboo this whole time. So they haven't said his name this entire time, which is bullshit.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's utter bullshit.
Yeah, because they would have like said his name as soon as they probably escaped from Godric's Hollow, at least.
They would have been talking about that.
Yeah.
And yeah, Harry said, saying you know who is just a bad habit we've picked up on because you get, when Ron asks him about it, he's like, oh, you know not to say his name then. And Harry's like, oh, it's just a bad habit we picked up on.
So yeah, Ron's like, yeah, it breaks protective enchantments and stuff. And he's like, Kingsley almost got caught, but he didn't.
Because he's badass.
He is badass.
Yep.
What condiment would he be? So maybe like a smoky barbecue.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to say brown sauce, but I'm like two on the nose.
Oh, Harry would be brown sauce because it's HP.
Ha!
Yeah.
And Harry and daddies.
Oh my god, I've never even thought that before. Wow.
Yeah, so Voldemort's name is taboo and they haven't said it since Tottenham Court Road, which is bullshit, but anyway, let's move on. Harry's new wand is bollocks. It's less powerful.
Harry's like, these feel more like stress balls.
What?
Because you said that they were bollocks. That's the kind of top shelf comedy you could have expected on Poorly Read.
Harry hates his new wand.
Yes. It just doesn't fit.
It barely fills him up.
It's like, where's Craig David when you need him?
Yeah. I need him all over my boy.
Oh my god. And Ron's like, I wonder if Dumbledore sent the scent of the dough. And Harry's like, well, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so, mate.
Yeah.
You're going to be bringing that sort of stupid shit back here. Why did you even come back? Dumbledore's dead, Ron.
Oh, but is he, though?
But is he? Or is he just hanging out in a weird ghostly train station?
Yeah, fucking hell, what an existence.
Mm. With Voldabortion.
Yeah.
He's just tucked under a bench. We'll leave him there.
Yeah, he's all sticky. Yeah, and then Ron takes a wooden wireless out of his backpack. And he's trying to tune into this really cool radio station.
Yeah.
Capital FM. I was like, oh, it's playing such good music at the moment, Harry.
Harry's like, is it?
Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, guess who's at number one? I was like, I don't know. No, go and guess. There's five of them. Look, Carrie, I brought you back a selection of merchandise. There's a body spray, there's a lollipop, there's a chocolate bar. Look,
it's like, Ron, stop trying to sell me your spice box.
No, Harry, look, gingers are finally cool.
Hermione wants to go and see Xenophilius Lovegood.
Yeah, Necrophilius Lovetits. Yeah, because she's like, look, I keep on seeing this symbol everywhere, and I want to ask him about it.
Yes, he seems like a sane, reasonable, and rational type of person who will give us a good, clear answer.
Yeah, he'll give us exactly what we want, what we really, really want. Everyone's like...
yeah, Ron agrees with Hermione because he's a simp, and...
What's a simp?
Like, e-girls have simps.
What?
You know, the girls who dance around on TikTok with their tits out and all have, like, legions of male followers who just be like, oh, my God, message me.
Oh, no, is this the thing? I'm really out of, like, I. Yeah, because she's like, look, Harry, look. And she shows him the book. And she's like, Harry, I've been looking for it for so long. And it's finally here. Look, the pages are gilded in gold. It's an original. No, she's like, look, this is the letter from Dumbledore to Grindelwald, and look at how he's written the A in his name when he's signed it off, and it's the Deathly Hallows. No, it's the symbol that they keep on seeing, because we don't know what it's called yet.
Yes. So they're like, all right, we need to go see the Lovegoods. Where do they live? And Ron's like, cool, they live in the, somewhere bloody near us.
Yeah, they live over the meadows and far away. To Lovegood's house we go. Something, something, something else. Something, something, snow. And Harry's like,
Yeah, yeah, needs work.
Oh, God. Yeah, they live near Ron, which is why they were invited to the wedding. So they go to Ottery's St. Catchpole.
Yeah. That's a funny name, isn't it? Laugh at that for a minute.
Oh, God. See, they apparate there.
They recognize the Lovegood's house. They look at it and they're like, oh, that's got to be the Lovegood's house.
Yeah, because it's all stupid and whiffy.
It's all stupid and whiffy.
Yeah.
When I was writing my notes for this, I was like, they find the Lovegood house, recognizable by... And I couldn't think of anything, so I just wrote something funny in brackets. Now we've got here, and I thought, I'll see what Gifton says. I'm glad I did.
Oh, good. It looks like a rook from a chess game. It's just sort of like a castle turret. Like, not even like a turret, but like...
Yeah, like a tower, like a sentinel tower, yeah. I guess.
Like, you wouldn't have that on its own as a castle.
No, it's like an outpost.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
Thanks, mate.
Which is quite a flash house for them.
Kind of is, really.
And then Xenophilius opens the door, and then he's like, ah! Oh!
No, like, excuse me.
But then his eyes fall upon Harry.
And he's like, oh, sorry. Picks them up, puts them back in.
Like, sorry, I got knocked in the back of the head by a troll when I was a kid, and it just happens every now and again. Look, whoops again. I'm sorry, Miss Granger, fell down your bra.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so gross. I'm just imagining like a pair of like googly eyes. And they just go like any direction. So he invites him in and he's looking all like weird and like...
Yeah, weird and sort of reluctant to bring them in and all nervous and stuff.
And he throws a sheet over his printing press when they come in because it's been like, it's sort of like this whole time it's like...
Churning away.
Yeah, but like almost like it's working overtime.
Yeah.
Because it's all like spluttering. If you imagine like the invention that Maurice makes in Beauty and the Beast, I don't imagine that.
Crazy old Maurice.
Crazy old Maurice. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, listen to that on our Patreon. It's funny. And then he says, yeah, come upstairs and we'll have a spot of tea and whatever. Luna's just down by the river picking plimpies or...
fishing for freshwater plimpies.
Yeah, what the fuck is it? Is it like a magical thing?
Well, I feel like it's like the Crumplehorn Snorkack or one of the Lovegood's weird things that don't really exist. But they sound quite fun, though.
Yeah, plimpies. They sound like... I don't think they're like creatures. I think they may be like... he says fishing, so they must be. But maybe they're like mushroom fish.
Maybe. I imagine them like shiny, like silvery freshwater fish, but that are like fat. I think that's because plimpy sounds a bit like plump.
Yeah, it makes me feel sick.
All right, add freshwater plimpies to the list. Homemade cakes, freshwater plimpies. Oh, so God. Help me God if you put plimpies on that cake.
Can you imagine it like my birthday party and like someone's bringing in the cake behind me and I'm like, I spent a coin and there's plimpies on that and it's a homemade cake. And everyone's like, fuck.
I told you we shouldn't have put plimpies on it. He hates plimpies.
Anyway, Hermione sees a horn on the wall.
Hermione says it's an irrumpant horn, and Xenophilius is all like, no, it's the horn of the Crumplehorn Snorkack. I got it a couple of weeks ago, and it's fine. Shut up with your irrumpant horn explosion warnings.
Yeah, and she's like, no, but I recognise it from this book. Look. Anyway, we fucking ride side saddle into chapter 21. No, we don't. Harry goes, look, what does this symbol mean? He's like, well, it originally is a Hindu symbol for eternity and peace. No, Harry's like, what does this mean? He's like, are you telling me you never heard of a Deathly Hallows?
Are you telling me? No, hello.
Anyway, so boo, 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 chapter 21, The Tale of the Three Bears.
Yes, Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
There was one bear who wanted a stone, one bear wanted a cloak, and another one wanted a special wand. One of them killed himself, one of them got killed, and the other one died eventually.
Chapter 22.
Yes, all three of them are like, what?
Yeah, and he's like, have you heard of the tale of the three brothers? And Ron and Hermione are like, yes.
Yes, my favourite porn.
And a mug.
Harry and Hermione. No, all three of them are like, no, Ron's like, I do.
And Hermione does.
Yeah, because of course she's read the book.
Yeah.
But Harry doesn't know.
Harry doesn't know.
Really, Hermione should have been reading them bedtime stories.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice thing to do, I think.
Exactly. They get out their favourite bedtime condiments.
Yeah.
Hermione reads them their favourite bedtime stories.
There's three brothers in this, Harry, so you need three different condiments.
Yeah, no, not mayonnaise with the three brothers, Harry. We're not animals.
What's another, like, white liquid that's not sperm that you could use? I don't know.
I mean, sperm... you said not sperm.
Yeah. Sperm. No sperm, Tom! What about sperm? Tom!
I just really feel like there should be some sperm in the story right about here.
Yeah, so then Xenophilius is like, oh, you've heard then, are you read it? And she's like, yeah, I've got the Beedle the Bard book. And he's like, oh, the original? And she's like, I guess so.
Sure.
Yeah, what is in the fucking later editions?
I don't know.
Maybe they took out some of the more risque stories.
Yeah.
Like Booby McPeterson and the Waffling Quip. What's her story?
Good old Booby McPeterson.
Yeah, she spills a potion on her vag accidentally and it like pops off and it's like a gingerbread man in that A Brothers Grimm story. And it's like
what, her vag popping off and like running away, sprouting little arms and legs.
It's like, run, run, you better be quick, you can't catch me on the Waffling Quip. So she runs through the town with like a beekeeper's net and trying to catch her badge. Oh yeah, so he took that one out.
But that's imperative to the story of the three brothers. Yeah. So you need to make sure you've got the original.
Oh god, yes. Yeah, so Hermione reads it out to them.
Yes, there are three brothers who are walking in a forest or something. They come across a river, and being learned in the magic arts, they create a bridge. Mm-hmm. And Death pops down and he's like, oh, I expected you all to just walk into the river and die.
Which is stupid. Who would do that?
Yeah, I mean, Muggles. Like,
I don't think they would.
No.
You would just walk into
a But that
found
seems to be what the story said. Because they were learned in the magic arts, they made a bridge. But if they weren't learned in the magic arts, they would have just tried to walk across the river. And
well, I mean,
death
like,
would have taken
them. He does say,
them.
Like later on, but, like, he doesn't think the story's true. It's just,
yeah, no. So, like, I mean, it's very much just like a fable, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, he says, ah, because you've outwitted me, you can all choose three gifts.
One gift each.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me, Peveril brother number one.
You may choose first.
Yes. So he chooses a wand that is undefeatable.
Yes.
So Death plucks a branch off a tree or something, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, picks a branch from an elder tree.
Yeah.
And gives it to him as the unbeatable wand. Second brother asks for a stone that can wanted to humiliate Death even further.
Yeah, what a prick.
What a prick.
Yeah.
Fucking arsehole. I hate brother number two. Always thought that. Can't stand him.
Well, he's got that middle child syndrome.
Yeah. I hate them all.
Yeah, I'm glad they all died. Yeah, and Death's like, yeah, it gives him a rock.
Yeah, which is a bit slightly random, but I guess you need
yeah,
some
like, don't
sort
need
of...
it all at once. Break your teeth. Look, if you look inside, it says Brighton Pier.
Yeah. And then the third brother was the wisest, the shrewdest of the three. He wants something that will enable him to go forth from this place without being followed by Death. So yeah. Death gives him his own cloak of invisibility.
Yeah. And then the wand brother, he shows it off at a pub that night.
And sticks it in the wrong guy.
Yes. And the guy turns around, goes, ouch, that hurt, Charlie. And he breaks a glass on the table, cuts his throat. He bleeds out on the floor.
Yes, and takes the wand.
Yes. Which is kind of what happens, really.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
The second brother brings his dead wife back, but she's all distant and sad because she's supposed to be dead, and it's like she's behind a veil and not really there.
Yeah, so he kills himself.
To be with her properly.
Yeah. The last one goes all his life without being seen, and then right when he's about to fucking die of old age, he takes the cloak off and goes, surprise, and Death goes, oh, I've been looking for you. And then they hold hands and skip into the afterlife as old friends.
Yes. And he passes the cloak on to his son.
Yes. So yeah, and then Xenophilius just like gets out a notepad and he's like, see, the cloak is the triangle, the stone is the circle, and the wand is the bit down the middle.
Yes. And then Hermione's like, poof, scoff, scoff, scoff. These can't possibly exist. Which I'm like, I mean, I get that she's skeptical and incredulous of things that sound fantastical. Mm. Because, you know, I'm the same way. But I feel like if I lived in a magical world with a boy who had done the miraculous things that Harry's done and made magic work in ways that no one thought possible already, I don't get why she's so adamant.
Yeah,
like she actually is quite... She actually is being quite closed-minded, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. In this and the next chapter, she's... And she should know by now that Harry has been right every time so far, apart from the Sirius thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I get what it's like in reference to people who are very, you know, minded in the way of science proves this and this is what's logically true, which I am very much in line with in the real world. Mm. But you live in a fucking magical world. Like, you can't just like, and you know, the rules are a bit flexible because Harry's bent them lots of times.
Yeah, it was weird that she doesn't just, there's no room for possibility. She could be like, well, look, I don't think this is true, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to make no difference to what they have to do regardless, you know?
Well, I suppose it is because Harry wants to dedicate their efforts to going after the Elder Wand instead of looking for Horcruxes.
I guess so, yeah. Well, she should have been like, look, do all the Horcruxes first, and then we can do that.
Well, that's kind of what she's saying. No, but she says, like, she's saying we need to be looking for Horcruxes, and Harry's like, but the Hallows and the wand, and there kind of is a sense of urgency. Like,
I think maybe she just worded it all wrong. She went about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, she's like, no, I think this is bollocks. And then Xenophilus is like, oh, Luna's warning about you. She's like, what?
The wand, the stone, with, you know, there's no proof or whatever, but the wand is traceable throughout the bloody history of wizards. You can trace it. There are stories of, like, big, powerful wands cropping up all throughout wizards' history, but its line gets lost somewhere.
Yeah, and Xenophilus is like, and the cloak, it's not just any invisibility cloak, it's a true invisibility cloak, which renders its wearer completely undetectable and is impenetrable by all spells and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they look at Harry to be like, oh, that's your cloak, Harry! And I'm like, no, it's fucking not.
Yeah, Moody can see through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, your cloak gets penetrated a lot, actually. Mm. The fucking dirty stop out.
Yeah, literally a few chapters ago.
Yeah.
Bathilda Bagshot could see you.
Yeah.
As the snake.
And Moody could, and Dumbledore did hominem revelio on you, apparently.
Yeah, and that revealed you under that cloak. So it's not, and it's not unbreakable at all.
Yeah, so your cloak is not a hallow.
Yeah.
Just end of story. Fire, yeah.
Done.
Yeah. I don't even want it anymore.
All right, that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We've been waiting all this time.
Yeah, we just wanted to get to that bit to be like, no. Nope. That is not true, Ms. Rowling.
Yeah, and then Hermione's like, look, have the Peverell brothers got anything to do with the Hallows? And Zeno's like, they've got everything to do with the Hallows.
They've got everything to do with the Hallows.
Because she remembers seeing the symbol on Ignotus's tomb stone. Yeah. I guess it's headstone, not tombstone.
Yeah. And he's like, they are thought among those of us who are most learned among the believers, they are thought to be the original brothers. And he says their names, but I didn't write them down.
It's like Ignotus, Ignatius, and
Inferno.
Yes. Impala. Immaculate.
Immersion.
And Imogen.
He always got picked on.
And then he's like, you will stay for dinner. And then he pops downstairs.
Yeah, and they're all like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll just sit there, like, twiddling their thumbs.
Twiddling their bums.
They've not showered in ages.
Ron, stop twiddling your bum, it's dirty.
Oh, it looks like I've got little brown gloves on.
Remember when Dumbledore had his little black hand?
Oh, God, and then the printing press goes... and explodes.
Yeah, it comes to a stop and they see what it's been printing.
Yes.
And it's Harry.
Yes. It says undesirable number one.
Yeah. Oh, but just before that, Harry goes wandering off upstairs further
because he
sees, like, a picture of himself coming out because Luna's door is open, I guess.
I think their house is kind of structured a bit like a lighthouse. So I think the room just takes up like a floor that you just enter into from the staircase.
Right,
so
yeah.
I think he looks up the staircase and he sees himself looking down.
Yeah, I did have a bit of trouble keeping up with, like, the layout of where they are in the building during this whole bit.
Yeah, I think that there's obviously... I imagine it, there's, like, the hole in the middle where the staircase is that goes up to the top.
Yeah.
And then, so everything's a very, like, open plan.
Yeah.
So I think he looks up the staircase and
sees... No privacy for Luna.
Yeah. I guess she just hides in the wardrobe. Her dad's like, Luna, and she's like, oh, no, just give me a minute.
I'm just in the wardrobe, father.
Luna, your wardrobe's all wet.
Oh, fancy that.
Yeah, I flushed the toilet and there's a very big shit and it just come out over the side. Why is it all sticky? I've got to get that right. Oh, sorry, I can't come back to school. My dad died.
It was a terrible accident. He loved to experiment, and one day something exploded.
He kept on poking his nose in where it didn't fucking belong, see?
Stay out of my fucking cupboards.
Anyway, Harry looks up and he sees himself smiling back at himself. And he's like, so he goes up to investigate. And he sees a painting on the ceiling of Luna's room of him, Hermione, Ron, and Neville, is it?
I think it's Ginny and Neville.
Oh, Ginny and Neville and Luna as well.
Yeah.
And with like this sort of like ribbon floating around them saying, friends, friends, friends.
Yeah.
No one told you life was going to be this way.
Clap, 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 clap.
And then he notices it's fucking dusty in that room.
Yeah, no one's been in there for weeks.
Yes.
And he's all like, ¿qué pasa?
Yeah, and the wardrobe is empty. And the bed has not been slept in.
Yeah, why would the wardrobe be empty?
I guess because she took her stuff to Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah. Then they see the Quibbler with Harry's face and undesirable number one, and
they come back downstairs, and then Harry's like, what's his name? Zeno. Where the fuck is Luna? I mean, he's like, well, I told...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He panics and drops the tray.
Yeah, because he's like, she's down by the river, and Harry's like, well, then why is that tea set only set for four? And he's like, fuck. And he drops the tray, and then the printer explodes.
Yeah.
And then Harry sees his face.
Yes. And he's like, you've called the bloody Death Eaters, haven't you? And then they see people arriving on brooms.
Yeah. This is all very tense and scary.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, they took Luna away. And if I gave them you, maybe they'd give her back. It's like, oh, fair enough.
I mean, yeah, no.
I think most people would do the same in that sitch.
Yeah, I mean, there's one of two ways you can go. There's the way that Zeno goes, or there's be honest. And I think he has, you kind of see him having that internal struggle as to which way to go, because the other option is to say from the beginning, they've taken Luna, help me get her back. It's because I was, you know, like, you know.
But then, like, Harry be like, look, I'm sorry, but I'm on a quest.
Like, what? I'm on a quest. If I come across Luna, I'll tell her you were looking for her.
If I see Luna at the bottom of a well, I'll be like, your dad's looking for you. And I throw her a toffee.
And some lotion.
Yeah. Oh,
I can do movie references too.
Well done. That's your second one, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and then they see the people, the, like, the Death Eaters arrive, basically. No! The black figures start whizzing around the windows that they see a Death Eaters on brooms. And then Harry, like, looks to see. And then as he does, Xenophilius takes his wand out and tries to stun Harry. But Harry deflects it, I think.
He, like, dives out of the way and pulls Ron and Hermione out of the way. Because while they're all looking out the window at the Death Eaters, that Zeno's like, right, this is my chance. Yeah. Gets his wand out. And they dive and knock over the bust of Rowena Ravenclaw, which is there, that Zeno's been making a weird headdress for.
Yeah. Then his spell hits the Arambodon.
And kaboom!
Yes! Should we do special effects?
Go on in.
Pew! Meet me. Yeah, and Xenophilius goes falling down the stairs, and Harry and Hermione are covered in dust, and Ron's like kind of trapped under a bookcase or something.
Yeah. So then, yeah, and they can hear the Death Eaters like interrogating Xenophilius downstairs, all like, you're having us on, you brought us here to explode us, you prick. Where's Harry Potter's not here? And he's like, Harry Potter is here, he's upstairs. And then Hermione has a plan.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't think of what that plan is, Dom, but I'm sure it's funny.
It's not.
Oh, God. No, she's like, do you trust me, Harry? And Harry's like, yes. And she's like, good. And then she says to Ron, like, Ron, cover yourself in this. And she hands in some sun lotion. And she's like, do you just really need to be careful? And then she throws the invisibility cloak over him. And then she like grabs his hand through the cloak. And she's like, Harry, you grab my other hand. And she's like, okay, are you ready? And Harry's like, I don't know what for. And she's like, good point. And then she goes, boom, boom, boom. And Ron's like, I want you in my room.
Harry's desperately looking around for the Venga bus.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if that's what rescued them?
Yeah.
She's like, boo, boo, do, 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 do.
They have a different, like, wacky recreational vehicle each week. Last week it was the Mystery Machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's what Hermione was saying. She's like, do you trust me, Harry? He's like, yes. And then she's like, are we like to party, cause? And then the bus appears. And then so they blast a hole in the bottom of the floor.
Yep, they fall down, look right in the eyes of the snatchers or Death Eaters or whatever they are.
When the bus plows through the wall.
Yes, and whisks them away.
Yeah, they land on the roof. And it drives through the other wall. The house collapses, killing everyone inside.
Yep.
But hey.
That's showbiz.
Oh, let's hope that joke comes back in a better form at a later date. So... and then they apparate away, and I was like, I don't think so. Like, there's no way this house is not, like, got, like, anti-apparition charms like every other fucking wizard house.
Otherwise, why did these people arrive on broomsticks?
Yeah, exactly. And why didn't they just fucking, like... that really irked me. So, yeah, they twist into darkness, and then they appear on a mountainside somewhere.
Yes, and Hermione tells them all what their plan was. They're all like, Hermione, you're a genius.
Yeah, you're a genie. Can I rub your lamp? Sure, what's your first wish? Too late.
Avada Kedavra.
What would Ron wish for? I guess just to be cool.
Yeah, to be the best of his family.
Yeah.
To be better than Charlie and Bill and the others.
Yeah. I guess so. But tragic. Then it would go wrong and it would, like, twisty and, like, her wish would end up killing everyone else. So he was the only member left of his family. That's made in the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hermione's like, ha 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 ha. Yeah. Gotcha. Now your family's dead. Everyone's like, oh, good one, yeah.
Oh, you've never seen Aladdin, have you, Ron? He's like, what's Aladdin? She's like, nothing. What's Aladdin with you? Ah! Oh, okay. So yeah, they're on the mountainside and Harry's like, fucking Xenophilius, and Hermione's like, look, what was he supposed to have done?
Yeah, his daughter was on the line.
So this is chapter 22, by the way, with Deathly Hallows.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Anyway, Hermione's still convinced that the Hallows are bollocks. Hermione, she says that the Peverell name has gone extinct in the male line ages ago, so there may still be ancestors, but they'll be called something different now.
Yes, they'll be called something like... I had nowhere to go. What's something funny? Poopy sticks. There we go. Ignotus poopy sticks.
What's another funny word that begins with P?
Peng farmer.
Oh, you had that one chambered.
But yeah, she's so fucking, like, incredulous. She's like, Harry, no, it's not real. So Hermione, like, fuck off.
Yeah, very much fuck off. Yeah. I've been quite fairly, like, defensive and in support of a lot of Hermione throughout these books. There are points where she does get a little bit booky and ruley, and I'm like, fuck off. But this is one time where, like...
I think she takes it too far. That's the problem.
Yeah, she's just, like, really, really adamantly wrong. And I don't think she even really has much basis.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know why she's so set against believing it. Because I feel like, yeah, you're right. There's nothing that sort of is, like, glaringly, like, obvious that it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, apart from the nothing can bring people back from the dead thing.
Yeah, but even in the story, it says what kind of form
it gives you the caveat to that.
Yeah, which is exactly what they've all experienced before.
Yeah.
So why is that so fucking weird?
Yeah, and they've got, I mean, you know.
They've got the cloak.
And Harry knows that Voldemort is going after wand makers for something wandy. And like, well, yeah, I know. I mean, this is the conclusion that Harry reaches, isn't it? He now, this chapter is basically Harry going up, putting all the pieces together in his mind.
Yeah.
And being like, this is fucking it. This is it. It's Hallows versus Horcruxes. Which is like, maybe not like quite the way it ends up being, but almost.
That should have been the book title.
Hallows versus Horcruxes.
Yeah. Harry Potter: Hello, this is Horcruxes.
Harry Potter colon. What will he put there next?
Hallows or Horcruxes. Yeah.
Want to see me pull my cloak out?
Oh, fuck. It's not an invisibility cloak anymore. Ew, it's all stainy. And because Hermione mentions the Peverils again when she said about the name thing, and then Harry's like, that's why I remember the fucking name, fucking Marvolo Gorn. He, in the memory thing, he said that the ring he had was like, was an heirloom from the Peverils, and it had the Peverill coat of arms on it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I didn't see what it was. And then a few sentences later, he's like, yeah, but Hermione, the ring, it had the Deathly Hallows marked in it. And then she's like, you just said you didn't fucking see what was on the ring. And he's like, no, man, I did, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he sees the snitch, and he's all like, the resurrection stone's in there.
I don't know how he got there.
Yeah.
Like, obviously he's right, but...
Yeah, I don't either, really. But, I mean, I guess he's putting all the pieces together. It's like... So, yeah, Harry has the big realisation. He's descended from the third brother. He knows the stone is in the snitch and realises he needs the third one, the wand, and then boom.
Yeah, that's what Voldemort's after. Megazord, Harry.
Yes. Mm. And he realised that that's what Voldemort's been after. Yeah. That's why he's going after wand makers. But Hermione's all like, look, if Dumbledore knew this, why didn't he tell you?
He's like, well, because I got to like find it out by myself. It's like a quest. It's a vision quest.
Yeah. And Hermione's like, that's dumb, which it is. Yeah. Yeah, they ask Ron. They're like, Harry and Hermione are, you know, at an impasse. And they ask Ron to cast the deciding vote, which is always a smart idea. Ron's not sure, but he's like, oh, well, we are supposed to get rid of Horcruxes, so maybe we should do that. And he's like, fine. But Harry's all too excited.
I like, it's a sensible decision though.
What, to carry on going after Horcruxes?
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And also to get excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I do still think the right decision is to carry on going after the Horcruxes, but at the same time, it's like Hermione shouldn't be as dismissive of the Hallows as she is.
They should have just obliterated her.
Do you mean the spell, like to wipe her memory, or... Where's Hermione? Oh, I obliterated her.
Oh, she's over there. She's over there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, the next days go by. Harry's getting more and more obsessed with this thing, and his scar's been prickling, but his visions, his Volda visions, are not as clear. And he's sort of blaming the wand. It's like the connection's not as strong.
I wonder if that is something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe.
But then maybe not, because Voldemort wasn't using his wand after that event on the motorbike, and Harry could still see.
Yeah.
Unless he was after that.
Unless he'd just gone back to his wand.
Yeah, he probably did, because he was like, well, what's the point of using like a shit wand if, you know, if it has no impact on the connection?
Yeah. Ron's taking charge.
Yes, he put on a helmet and everything. Got a helmet and a Shetland pony.
And a big lance. Forward now, you two.
Yeah, and then he's doing like what's that thing?
Jousting.
No, that.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Oh, the wireless.
That's it. I wrote down the name of the show, but I didn't write down what he did it on.
What is it? Potter Watch?
Yes.
Potter Watch.
Watch Potter.
Water Potch.
Water Potch. Water Potch. Water Pot. Water Pot. It's my favourite gardening show, Harry. You don't know what they're doing, but all you can hear is rustling. It's very soothing. I would just sit there for 90 minutes just hearing like...
Water pot.
That's how every episode ends. Oh my god.
Ron keeps trying to get the wireless working, guessing the password, but he doesn't succeed until March, and the password is Albus. So they recognize the voice. It's Lee Jordan, and he's going under the name River.
Yes.
Is that some connection to this, to his name? Because everyone else's connection is like...
I guess Jordan, the River Jordan.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, River Jordan is the... I think that's the river that Jesus was baptized in by John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's in a Michael Jackson song as well.
Well, there you go, River Jordan. If from the way you said that, sounds like that's a thing everyone knew, so...
I've only just put that together now. I hadn't even thought that their names were connected to anything before. But that must be why.
Yeah, because the others are Royal and Romulus. Royal Kingsley.
Oh my God, yeah!
And Romulus as in Romulus and Remus.
What is Romulus and Remus?
The two babies. Oh, they're founders of Rome? Oh, you're quizzing me now. I don't actually know. Shit. Who are Romulus and Remus? There were two babies. Something about putting babies in a river and like... Yeah, they were like raised by a wolf.
Oh.
Romulus killed Remus.
Mm.
Went on to found Rome. So I got that they were babies.
Yeah, you were close. I'd never heard of it, so you were five miles ahead of me.
Huh, yeah, there you go.
Wow, everyone's name has a thing.
Yeah, except for like they try and call one of the twins Rodent, and then he wants to be called Rapier. As far as I can tell, that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
It's his favorite
Rodent. Rodent, because Weasley. Rapier is his favorite pastime.
Give me the name I want, or I'll... Oh, Fred, you're so crazy.
So they say on Potter Watch that Ted Tonks and Dirk Cresswell have been murdered, as well as a goblin called Gornuck.
But Dean Thomas.
Dean Thomas and a second goblin have escaped, and Dean's family are desperate for news if Dean's listening. A family of muggles has also been killed, and they found the remains of Batilda Bagshot.
Yeah.
In dark, magic-y circumstances.
Yeah. Clearly it's by dark magic. Dark magic. Dark magic.
Fucking
magic.
Dark magic.
Magic. Dark magic. Was that good? Dark magic.
I don't know.
Should we try it in other accents? Dark magic.
Batilda Bagshot's been killed by dark magic.
Batilda Bagshot's been killed by dark magic.
Oh, Batilda Bagshot.
Batilda Bagshot's been killed by dark magic. Batilda Bagshot's been killed by dark magic.
Batilda Bagshot's been killed by dark magic.
Batilda Bagshot's been killed by dark magic. Anyway, and then things happen.
Things happen. Kingsley comes on and says, we're all equal and we should like each other and not kill each other. And everyone's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Lupin says, Harry's still alive. I still believe Harry's alive. And if he's listening, he should follow his instincts because they're almost always right.
Yeah, and then Hermione's like, almost always. And I was like, fuck off!
Yeah, fuck off indeed.
Yeah, I would have literally just fucking, what would I have done?
Obliviated her.
Yes. Right, no, fan it.
All right, Hermione, lean back, legs up.
Harry Potter all over your boing. Yeah, and then the show ends.
Yeah, well, a few of them...
No, Hagrid got arrested for hosting a Harry Potter party.
Yeah, well, fucking idiot. A few of the more outspoken Harry Potter supporters have been arrested. Xenophilius Lovegood and Hagrid narrowly avoided arrest after hosting a Harry Potter party in his house, and he's now believed to be on the run.
Yeah, so he's made biscuits in shapes of lightning bolts. We've made little snitch cakes / snatch cakes.
Which one's which? You don't know until you bite it.
Oh, I got hair in my mouth. Oh, you got a snatch cake?
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's good luck. For what? Oh, God. What other Harry Potter treats? Maybe like a boiled egg with Harry Potter's glasses on. What a shit party.
Yeah. Wonder who was there.
Yeah. Probably just Hagrid and Fang.
Yeah.
Both with party hats on.
I was about to say little party hats. Playing with the little Harry eggs.
Anyway, Then the show ends.
Yeah. And they say the next password will be Mad Eye.
Yeah.
And it ends and they were like, oh, so brave of them. And Harry's all like, so he wants to talk about what Voldemort's doing. And he's like, Voldemort's still abroad. And Ron's like, no, don't say the name, you bloody idiot.
And then you hear crack.
The bastards arrive outside.
Yeah.
And they say, come out, you've got a dozen wands pointing at you and we don't care who we curse. And I'm thinking, could they just apparate?
I don't think they can. Well, I guess they could because the charm would have been broken, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That like protects their 10.
But there's nothing that says they can't disapparate out of that charm anyway.
No, I think Hermione has to undo it first, doesn't she?
Does she? And then I mean, we haven't seen that, but maybe. But even so, the charm's been broken. They would have to leave behind the tent and they wouldn't be able to have time to pack anything up. They would have to just go and leave behind the tent and whatever else is there. But surely that's preferable to just going out with their hands up.
All they need is the Hermione bag.
Well, yeah, but that would have the tent in it normally.
Yeah, but now it hasn't. But that's the only thing that they would need to take with them.
Yeah, assuming they haven't got other stuff, they haven't like got books lying around and stuff that's been taken out of the bag to set up. Like,
I guess about, we only sort of hear her having the Beedle book out. The painting's always in the bag. I don't know what other stuff.
All their general survival stuff is in there, apart from the tent and any of their sleeping gear, which you would imagine would be inside the tent. So they would have to leave behind the tent and all their sleeping gear, but they could just disapparate.
Do you think maybe you can't apparate from within the tent?
I don't see why.
I don't know, though. Maybe that's just a thing that magic tents have on them.
Maybe. Maybe it says, maybe they whisper it at the start.
I reckon
of the
it
next
must
chapter.
Be, because I've never thought about that before. So it must have been answered in the start of the next chapter, I think.
Yeah.
Like maybe Harry says, let's just apparate in the mind. No, we can't because of this and this and this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that brings us to the end of this chapter.
Yeah, so fucking hell, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've fucking decided what your bedtime condiment is by now. I hope you've got it. I hope you've been listening to this while applying it in the living room.
With the family there.
It's fine, just tell them it's a salve. Anyway, listen to this. It's a clip from our upcoming episode, Patreon episode, on The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Ursula goes in pretty hard. Like, she really didn't need to, like, marry him that afternoon. She just needed to stop him from kissing Ariel.
Yeah, really. She didn't have to do anything. She could have just lured him down to the ocean and then drowned him in the water.
Yeah, or just made him fall in love with her for, like, an afternoon. And just spent the afternoon keeping him away from Ariel and then job done.
Yeah, or just like gone up to his room with him, got him in the bathtub and then just like drowned him in the water.
Just flamethrowed all of Ariel's eggs in the corner.
Yeah. Or she could have just got on the wedding ship and then just invited him into her room, filled up a basin, put his head in and then just drowned him in the water.
Stop trying to drown Prince Eric. I thought you loved him.
I do.
That's why he has to die.
Yeah, nothing so beautiful should be allowed to live. Wow.
Fishy.
Fish sticks. What a delicious treat. Yeah, so find that on our Patreon. It's $3.99 a month. You get an episode on the first and third Friday of every month.
You can also grab some cheeky fucking Mitch.
Mitch.
Nice. Nice backing vocals on the merch there. Poorlyred.redbubble.com. Got some cool designs. Got the cool stuff you can get it printed on. It's all cool. You can check that out.
Yeah. And take pictures with the stuff that you buy so we can see it.
Yes, that too.
What else can I do? Visit us on our socials at Instagram and Twitter at PoorlyRedPod. And email us your tings at poorlyred@gmail.com. And give us 5 stars and a kick-off review on Apple Podcast app. It's really important.
It's super important, you guys.
Yeah, it's the most important thing. Forget PPE. Rate podcasts. anyway, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And Hagrid. Has it been Hagrid?
Yeah.
I guess this is the first episode where he actually has been fucking Hagrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hagrid's been Hagrid. Snatch cake.